Let's Not Meet is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to Wednesday One Shots, the series where we share a bonus story with you to help you get through the week. This time around, we have a story by a listener named Katie. This story took place last year when I was 17 years old. My sister and I worked at the same grocery store. We'll call her Velvet. On this particular day, we ended up getting off of work at around 9 at night. Before going home, we decided to go grocery shopping for that upcoming week. We were in the last aisle of the store, which was the frozen section. This random guy came up to us and started talking. Velvet and I had already changed out of our uniforms, so he didn't know that we worked there. Velvet kept talking to him because she felt like she had to be nice to everybody since she worked there. I tried to tell her that she was off duty, so she didn't have to be nice to this weirdo. The guy kept asking if we lived close to the store. He also asked if we lived with any big dogs or our parents. I didn't answer this question, but Velvet was still making small talk with him. I finally ended up pulling her away so we would continue shopping. As we walked away, I could feel him staring at me, and we kept seeing him in every aisle that we were in. Then we went to the produce section. He still was trying to talk to us, and he also asked Velvet for her phone number. She politely said that she would take his, but she was not going to give her number out to him. The guy was satisfied with this and gave Velvet his phone number. We decided that we needed to get out of there, so we went to the checkout lines. There were two police officers shopping in the store at this time, but we were too scared to say anything. We checked out as fast as we could and headed to the car. We saw the man watching us and trying to see which car we were going to get into. We made it home safe that night, and we told our dad about what happened, and we gave him the guy's number and name. The next day, we both had to go back to work, and after a few hours of working, the guy walked into the store. He approached my department and asked one of my coworkers if I was there. I let the coworker know about this guy. I said if he came in and asked for me, I needed them to say that I wasn't. My coworker told the guy that I wasn't there, so he walked away, then went to Velvet's department and did the same thing. He came into the store for the next couple of days and somehow ended up figuring out what my schedule was. I have no idea how he figured it out, since my schedule was very irregular. I kept seeing him outside of my work. I began to see him at my school as well. He ended up finding out where Velvet and I lived and came and knocked on our door. My dad answered. The guy asked my dad if I was there, and my dad, of course, told him no. Then one day, I was taking my mom to an appointment. We got to the appointment, and the office was closed for the afternoon since my mom had gotten the day wrong. We walked into a different office that was in the same complex. We talked to the front desk person for a minute before we left. We started walking to our car when we saw a car drive up that I recognized. My mom asked if it was the creepy guy that Velvet and I had met at work. I couldn't tell at first because the tint of the car windows was so dark, but then he got out of his car, right as I was helping my mom into my car. He tried to give my mom a hug. My mom said that she didn't want a hug, and she sat down in the car and closed the door immediately. He kept trying to talk to me as I was walking around to the driver's side door, holding my keys between my fingers like brass knuckles. I sternly said, "Can you effing leave?" He looked offended and walked back to his car. I got into my car and I drove off as fast as I could. Then he followed me down the road for a few miles. I turned into a dirt road to lose him. Then, the following day, Velvet, my dad, and I went to the police station to file a report. Velvet and I filled out incident reports at work as well. We ended up getting him banned from the store for about a year. I haven't seen him since, but I no longer live in that area. To the creepy guy from work who tried to creep into Velvet and my personal life, let's not meet ever again. Thank you for listening, and thank you to Katie for submitting that story. If you have a story to share, send it to letsnotmeetstories@gmail.com and we'll take a look. We'll see you all next week for a full episode of Let's Not Meet. Stay safe.